This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Xcel Energy is reporting more than 18,000 power outages across Colorado. That's as winds up to 80 miles per hour have pummeled much of the Front Range. The outages appear clustered in Evergreen and Boulder, where crews have responded to at least three fires due to downed power lines. That's according to the Boulder Daily Camera. Dry weather and high winds have made winter wildfires more likely in Colorado, a pattern likely to become more frequent due to climate change. Thousands of King Soopers workers in Colorado could go on strike next month. CPR's Matt Bloom reports the union rejected the latest contract proposal from the company during negotiations yesterday.
Parent company Kroger offered 50-cent hourly wage raises for many grocery workers over the next 4 years, in addition to what they say are improvements to health care and pension plans. But union president Kim Cordova says the raises are too low and the company hasn't addressed workers' pandemic concerns.
I mean, we don't have all of the proper personal protective equipment, cleaning and sanitation. And so they have not addressed a lot of our safety issues. That's a big problem.
Workers could vote on a strike as soon as next week and could head to the picket line as soon as January 8th if negotiations aren't successful. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado is in for a snowy New Year's Eve. The National Weather Service forecasts up to 3 inches will fall in Denver and Colorado Springs Friday night. Heavier snowfall is expected in the mountains on Friday. Lows in many communities overnight to Saturday will likely be close to zero. You're listening to CPR News, and you heard that. Stay bundled and have that snow shovel ready. Hopefully you don't have to drive anywhere over the weekend, but if you do, be safe. We'll continue with Here and Now. In 10 minutes, we'll take a closer look at the guilty verdicts of Ghislaine Maxwell.